The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
It's The Hard Shoulder. It's Mark Hagney in for Ivan Yates. Now Gavin McLaughlin joins me. Gav, you've got the business and big day. Well, kind of interesting day, I suppose. You know, a bit like meeting your heroes or your favourite footballers or something. You've been rubbing shoulders with some of the big shots of the financial world, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, I was down at a conference being hosted by the Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland, which basically is the lobby group for the banks. Now, Brian Hayes, the former Fine Gael politician, has taken over as chief executive of that group in the last few months, and he's trying to get people to think differently about the banks. Now, obviously, the reputation of the industry is not very good. And a lot of what he's trying to do is to say, look, the banks are a really important part of Ireland's future. You know, these are the institutions that will provide the money we need to help businesses grow, to boost the economy, to tackle climate change, etc., etc., etc. However, that message, I think it's fair to say, was punctured somewhat by Ed Sibley, Deputy Governor of the Central Bank. I spoke to him down at this conference, and it's clear that even after all of the scandals, Sibley thinks there's still a lot of bad behaviour going on.
Well, what I'm saying today is it's important that the retail banks are focused and committed to rebuilding trust, and that requires that there is consistency with what they say and what they do. And what we see in too many occasions is that their treatment or their customer experience is not consistent with what they're saying publicly in terms of their marketing, their branding, and their stated commitment to rebuilding trust. So they need to better serve their customers, they need to better serve the economy of Ireland. They're well documented. We can see through tracker mortgages, we can see through mortgage arrears. Indeed, in some areas where we've had to really push them in terms of preparations for Brexit, ongoing issues where we've pushed them hard around risk management and governance that they haven't. They've required a considerable push from the central bank to put their customers first on a consistent basis.
Didn't pull any punches there, did he? That's Ed Sibley. Gav, you also spoke to him about mortgage caps as well, which I think a lot of people would be interested in.
Yeah, obviously the mortgage caps, very controversial, and you're seeing people blaming the caps for the persistent undersupply that we're seeing in housing. And I suppose the argument goes that if you have these limits on what people can borrow versus their income, there's less money going around to buy houses. That in turn means there's less incentive for builders to build, and so we are where we are when it comes to supply. Now, the other side of the coin with these caps is that at least they might stop the banks lending too much money, and we know all about the problems that that can cause. Now, the central bank is currently doing a review of these caps, and we should find out what the decision is within the next month or so. Now, Ed Sibley said there's no decision made yet, but if you listen to his comments here, I wouldn't be too confident of getting a substantial change.
So there's no decision made yet. We've gone through and continue to go through a deep assessment of how well they're working, whether they're delivering in terms of the objectives we set for them, and looking also at the wider housing market in Ireland. We will continue to assess how they're working versus those objectives, and if they need to change as a result of not meeting those objectives, or the objectives changed, then we would of course change them. But I think there is a great deal to be said for having stability in them. The rules themselves are permanent in that they're a permanent feature of the market, and we would have to see that they were not meeting the objectives in some way or causing issues in some way that would require us to change. I think they work well. It's important to remember that the central bank is only one player, and there are multiple other players in the housing market. There clearly is dysfunction in the housing market that requires all actors to play their part. There is a need, clearly and well documented and agreed by all, for more homes. There are issues in the rental market, but the central bank is doing its part, playing its part in making sure that we don't end up with kind of excessive indebtedness and credit-fueled bubbles. So the mortgage measures are a permanent feature. We continue to look and refine how they're working, and we'll continue to do so, but no decision taken as of yet.
Now, another major issue for the banks, of course, has been the sale of mortgages to vulture funds. What have the banks been saying about that?
Yeah, well, I was talking to Brian Hayes about this, and the point of these sales to these funds is to help the banks because, you know, they have these bad loans that are holding them back. And the idea is if you sell them, well, you know you've got some of the money back and you can go on and lend that out somewhere else and make a return on it. Now, interestingly, as well as trying to change the perception of the banks, Brian Hayes seems to be trying to change the narrative around the perception of the vulture funds as well. And part of what he's saying is these funds are working for their clients who are ordinary punters.
When people talk about vulture funds, they need to realise those funds are ordinary people's money in it. You know, teachers in the United States, policemen in the United States. These are, when they talk about vulture funds, these are ordinary people's funds that they're there to protect. But these funds have very deep pockets. They're also not caught with the same regulatory capture that the Irish banks. So in a sense, they can actually cut people deals in a way that the banks cannot do. So what we came to an agreement recently with MABS is that for the first time, the credit servicing companies who actually service these loans, as they've been sold on from Irish banks, have now signed up to the engagement process, which all of the domestic banks have signed up to as well.
Not sure how well that message goes. So protect the interests of school teachers and firemen and policemen in America at the expense of school teachers and firemen and policemen.
I'm not sure how that'll land. But look, he's working hard to try and change the perception.
Yeah, we had him in here the last time I was on. We can't call them vulture funds.
Okay.
Doesn't like that.
Okay.
Okay. Well, he didn't mind it when he was a politician, but he doesn't like it now. Finally, you have a bit of good news, do you?
Yeah, if you're a self-assessed taxpayer, there's good news. Revenue have announced an extension of the pay and file deadline until 6 p.m. tomorrow. Now, the original deadline was midnight tonight. And what's happened basically is the online system has had a bit of trouble. There's been very heavy usage. There were 3,000, 4,000 returns filed per hour this morning. And what Revenue is saying basically is this volume, just the amount of stuff coming in, basically caused problems for the system. So basically, they've refreshed the system. They're giving people a bit of extra time to get the return filed. So if you were panicking about having to get things done tonight, you have a little bit more time.
Is that good for the Exchequer, Gavin? I mean, more people, volumes up, more people paying tax, more money coming into
them. Yeah, look, the economy is good. And you know, we've been talking about the Exchequer returns recently. The Exchequer returns have been very good all year. November is a very, very big month. You've got these self-assessed payments. You've got big corporation tax payments coming in as well. So, you know, the amount of taxes coming in is very strong at the moment.
Okay. Gavin McLaughlin, thank you very much indeed for that.